Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the... What do you want to make this, Jack?
This is the Week of the Week podcast.
Edition?
Of the podcast. I don't know when you're going to release it. So.
I know. Well, because I don't want to release it too soon, because then I feel like people aren't getting the episode before, so I don't need as much time as possible.
Because they have to enjoy the last one.
Yeah, I don't want to like shove the episodes down their throats.
I can't force it on them, force feed them.
You know, I'm trying to be considerate, but...
Right.
But then at the same time, it's just like...
Plus, we're recording this early because next week I'm out of town and...
Yeah, you're leaving early this year to San Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego.
Not that I want to go, but what are you going to do?
Going to any Padre games?
Nope. Not planning to.
It was fun watching the Legends softball game yesterday.
Yeah.
Dave Winfield was wearing Padres.
Oh, was he?
Hat and everything. And Mario Lopez was wearing Padres.
Was he?
Well, yeah, because he's from San Diego. I forgot that.
Yeah, I know that. I'd like to thank, before I forget, Diane and Sean. They gave me tickets to the Washington National game where they're playing the Padres.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Went up there Thursday to Washington, D.C., and the Padres won. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. You got to see Matt Latos. Does he live up to the hype?
Oh, he does.
Yeah?
If he stays healthy, he'll be playing for the Yankees or Red Sox soon. Just a matter of time.
Hey, who knows? Maybe we can get more than $20 million in our budget each year.
Well, you never know. That's pushing it.
All right. Well, you know, that's Comic-Con is coming up. That's the big to-do. And we have...
I can't wait to get in line for the Lost panel this year.
There is no Lost panel. Wait. We're one of the only Lost panels. I thought we were going to be the only, but...
Wait, there was one.
What do you mean?
Well, there was one?
Well, yeah.
It's from Stripes. You're not paying attention.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to look at the schedule here at the same time while talking to you, and talking to you is exhausting as it is.
I understand.
But yeah, so we have a panel, and I believe the people
and
that
it's located like 80 blocks offsite.
it's actually
in Tijuana.
It's at the Marriott, which is connected to the convention center.
Marriotta.
And hold on, it's at 1 o'clock. I want to pull it up here so I can read it to everybody. You think I would have this prepared before?
That would have been nice.
Here we go. So 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, the last podcast of Jay and Jack, Father and Son Team, Jay and Jack, Latfelter, everyone of the oldest and biggest podcasts dedicated to ABC's Lost. Discuss the string finale.
The only podcast that we do dedicated to ABC.
The stirring series finale, and learn about the huge dedicated online community for TV's most mind-twisting drama. Join Jay and Jack for a special Q&A session. And our room is the Santa Rosa room, so...
I saw that. Come on.
That's appropriate, I guess?
Do they know us or what? I mean, what are the odds that we'd be in the Santa Rosa room?
And that's at the Marriott. It's, like, connected to the convention center. It's, like, there's a convention center and there's, like, the Marriott. Right,
who's
like
bringing Connect Four to the Santa Rosa room? You have to
we
have
We should
it.
Have that, huh?
We should be playing Connect Four.
That's not a bad idea.
We should be playing Lenny, I Got Your Numbers.
But if you've been to our panels before, we've done panels for... We've had three, right? Past 3 years?
Yeah, there's always a cash prize.
They're a lot of fun. There's a lot of Lost discussion. It's probably, out of all the panels at Lost panels at Comic-Con, it's the one with the most Lost discussion.
Well, I think they answer the questions.
What, us?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do answer the questions.
Well, what we know.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it's a great way for everyone to come together, and we can talk about the finale face-to-face. It'll be a lot of fun. So that'll be on Saturday at Comic-Con, 1 to 2 o'clock. And there's another thing going on, another Lost event going on, and that's at the 6 o'clock hour, I believe. And it's the people that are putting together the Lost
Encyclopedia. Is that on Saturday?
Yeah, it's on Saturday, too.
What?
Saturday at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, pull it up here. But the people that are putting together the Lost Encyclopedia, it's 6 to 7, Lost but Not Forgotten. Lost Encyclopedia authors... Tara Bennett and Paul Terry, along with other special Lost guests, discuss seminal...
Terry?
No, Paul Terry.
Oh, okay.
He's the editor of the official Lost magazine.
Oh.
You might know. I think he does interviews on the United Kingdom's version of the official Lost podcast.
Well, you know
podcast.
Who John Terry is, right?
Yes, I know John.
Okay.
You know what's funny, though, is they... The Official Lost magazine actually wanted us to interview Paul Terry first, but then I guess the Lost Initiative UK podcast stole him from us. So
where was I when this happened?
You remember that? A long time ago.
I don't remember.
But anywho.
We got kicked to the curb, eh?
Yeah, we did. But we have a chance to interview Paul Terry, so maybe we can talk to him about it then. Lost but not forgotten, Lost Encyclopedia authors Tara Bennett, Paul Terry, along with other special Lost guests, discussed the seminal show's legacy, their thoughts on the finale, and the creation of forthcoming Lost Encyclopedia. Attendees will have a chance to win a signed copy of the Lost Encyclopedia.
Ooh.
And that's in room 8. I'm not positive where room 8 is.
It's next to Santa Rosa.
I think I'd recognize it if I saw it there.
Room 8.
They've kind of changed it around, because the room we've had for the past couple years, they actually...
It was room H, right?
There's Hall H. Those are the big ones downstairs.
H20, Hall 20.
The big one. And then Ballroom 20.
Ballroom
but,
20,
But we had 24A or C or whatever for the longest time, but actually they made those all into one big hall.
So well, how big is the Santa Rosa room?
I think it's about the same size as we've had.
Oh, so get there early is what you're saying.
Yeah. That's what I would say, because... we stuffed as many people as we could in that room, but still we had to turn some people away. So get
or just
there
the
early.
Ones we don't like. The ones that are going to ask the tough questions.
And I'm not sure how tough they're going to be on the room limit size, but luckily we had Jana, who did a really good job getting as many people in there as possible.
Right.
And trust me, guys, we tried to get a bigger room, but you know we're not ABC. We're not
no.
Fox or
we're lucky we get
Paramount.
People always go, why don't you get a bigger room? We're lucky we get a room.
Yeah. Really? As you look at the schedule, there's not many independent people anymore at Comic-Con, which is sad, but that's how it goes.
You should see the emails back and forth. It's like, what, really? Again?
It's like pulling teeth, trying to get a baby. That's all right.
We show photos of, hey, the room was packed, and they go, well, I don't know.
But yeah, so we're really excited. But it's still an honor to be able to have a panel each year. We're Comic-Con veterans now. I realize this is our 5th Comic-Con.
It is.
And that's crazy.
5th and last.
No, this can't be your last.
It's not Russia. I can do whatever I want.
What? The Comic-Con's so much fun.
This could be my last one.
Why?
It's expensive.
I guess.
I'm sorry. So, yeah, I'm not made of money like you.
That's the Saturday stuff. We understand some people didn't get Saturday passes. So on Friday, we're going to be having a Lost meetup of sorts. Podcast, Jay and Jack meetup.
A Lost drink up.
And that is going to be at the... Tivoli Bar and Grill in downtown San Diego in the Gas Lamp quarter. It is actually called the Gas Lamp's oldest bar.
You have the address?
Established in 1885.
1885? All the passes fire code.
It's almost like a long, thin bar.
What's it next to?
I
have no clue what
it's off. Well, here it's 505 6th Avenue.
505 6th Avenue.
And you can find the website at it is tivolibarandgrill.com. It's Tivoli bar grill.com.
What time?
8 o'clock Friday.
8 o'clock Friday.
On Friday. And I think it's probably about 2 blocks from the convention center, like 0.5 miles.
So it's a little closer
like
than our meetup. I mean, our panel.
No, the panel is closer. That's connected to the convention center.
Okay.
But we have the kind of the party room reserved. It's a cool little bar. We hung out there a lot last year. It's actually where Revision 3 had their party last year.
Oh, okay.
It's a pretty cheap bar, so it's not that expensive.
It's a J bar.
Yeah. And cool. So that should be a lot of fun. So that's the Lost Jay and Jack party. That's Friday night at 8 o'clock till whenever. Till we save. Till we can close out the bar.
At least 8:15. Oh, did I just say 8:15?
So be there or be square. That's going to be a lot of fun. We actually have our own security set up for that one. So
are you? Really?
To help take people into the reserve section of the club.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what they told us.
Oh, okay.
So, anywho. Yeah, so that's...
Hey, maybe this time I'll even get a drink.
And that will be... That's on July 23rd at 8 o'clock at Tivoli Bar and Grill. And you can... the website is tivolibargrill.com. T-I-V-O-L-I. And then we're also planning on Thursday a live podcast from the convention center... kind of like what we did last year. on one of the big tables. So
what time do we know? We should really check the schedule and see if there's something big going on.
There's stuff going on Thursday. I think we need more time in the schedule, so we're going to announce the time of our,
because we need to know what we're doing. So
the live Lost podcast
live
on Thursday,
not dead like we normally are.
We won't keep it to just Lost. We'll
whatever you want to talk about.
We can talk about the events at Comic-Con. Should be really exciting, and so Comic-Con is going to be a blast. Really excited. Getting ready to line up for my convention exclusives on Wednesday.
Your exclusives?
Yeah, my Ghostbuster toys.
Oh, great. I hope you have room for all that stuff, because you have a lot of stuff still sitting
there. Do you want to wait in line with me?
Nope.
Why not?
I'm going to wait in line for what, Ghostbuster toys?
Yeah.
Don't think so.
It'd be fun, some father-son bonding time.
Yeah, that's great. We'll have to bond some other way, because that's not happening.
You can meet some really cool people.
Yeah, are they like you?
Maybe.
Then I think I'll pass.
Aw, hurt my feelings.
Oh, wait, would the two girls that you took a photo with 2 years ago be there?
Yeah, the Ghostbuster girls?
Yeah, okay.
You like how Ralph reposted that one? Thanks, yeah, Ralph.
I like that.
I thought those were gone long ago. Didn't have to worry about those pictures.
Who took that photo?
I think Ralph did.
It was either me or Ralph.
Because we were walking. What were we walking to?
We were walking. I said, Jay. I said, hey, there's some Ghostbusters for you.
I was being a good boyfriend.
No,
I wasn't looking.
No, you stopped right. You stopped in your tracks.
I wasn't looking at all.
Once you saw, you stopped right. I'm not going to throw you into the bus or anything. But, oh, my God.
It was like the woof, where I was like, awooga, awooga.
Well, you can't really blame yourself.
No. There's nothing wrong with looking.
No. I think you were holding... Okay.
Come on.
You did
don't
more,
start stuff.
You did more than look.
No, I didn't.
Do you have your arms around him?
Maybe, but that's there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Jeez.
That's more than
trouble.
That's more than looking.
Save it for the married man show. Gosh. All right, Jack, we have a lot of listener feedback to get into. We got, I'd say, a buttload of calls. So what do you say we do that, Jack?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback time. Got a lot of phone calls to get into, but Jack, you said you had an email.
Yeah, we talked about the food. Well, there's a question about the food drops. That one question never been answered. Well, this one is from, we got several emails on this one. Several.
Okay.
This one, that was the first one I saw, was from Clinton. And he said, answers were given to the food drops proof enclosed. Hey guys, I was extremely surprised to learn in the most recent Lost podcast that you didn't or don't know about the food drops. That answer was out of the show prior to season 6 starting. The documentary was five parts and was released one per week for 5 weeks prior to season 6. So it's called The Mysteries of the Universe, The Dharma Initiative.
I remember those. So what did they say?
Well, I'm not going to spoil anyone.
Just tell, because I want to know the answer. Just tell me the answer.
I'm not going to tell you the answers.
Yes.
I don't have the answers. I just read that one.
Oh, great. So now you made us more agitated.
You go on ABC, just Google Mysteries of the Universe, The Dharma Initiative, and it will tell you.
Great.
Actually, I read another one said it was outsourced by another company, The Dharma Initiative. But that company was probably still sending him and the whole thing. So,
yeah.
If you go on Mysteries of the Universe, The Dharma Initiative.
Wasn't that supposed to be on the season 5 DVD set?
I don't remember seeing it. I don't remember. I'm sure we got emails about that when it came out, but I don't remember. You know, we get one or two emails.
Best produced podcast.
And what are you going to
do? I forgot to mention.
That you're a loser?
No, our Comic-Con coverage this year is going to be featured on sdcomiccon.net.
What is that?
It's our new site dedicated to just Comic-Con coverage. And that's the site, and there's going to be a feed on iTunes with all the iTunes, all the Comic-Con stuff.
It's, repeat that again?
It's SD for San Diego.
Okay.
Comic-Con.
Yeah.
.net.
.net. SDComicCon.net.
And I've been working on the site the past week or so here. And you can see it's early. It doesn't have much yet, but it will have more stuff as Comic-Con gets closer. But I do have Jack and I's Twitter there to kind of update, so you can see where we are. And also there's a Flickr page on there to show pictures from updated pictures from Comic-Con.
Hmm.
And there'll be videos and all that kind of stuff posted on there, and that'll also be the feed for the iTunes. So, sdcomiccon.net. One word.
So there's no dash between comic.
No, it's just sdcomiccon.net.
First I've heard of it. Cool.
I forgot about it till I just saw that I was writing out this on the notes.
I'm usually the last to know anything that's going on, so.
You're the second to know, at least, because I forgot I did the work for it.
Well, Cliff has to know about it, right?
No, he doesn't.
Cliff doesn't know that this is where it's.
He knows he's uploading it to like YouTube and stuff, so he doesn't know where he's putting it.
So what happened to Nadia?
This will be kind of an easier way because I had to make a feed for the Comic-Con stuff, so this is the site it's going to be on.
All right, you guys are crazy.
All right, so Jack, now you ready for the phone calls?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Brian from Maryland. Just got done listening to your podcast and the caller's idea about the five most important characters. And it occurred to me that I think in the terms of the overall story of the island, you've got to have Richard in there. We learned in Abby Turno that when Richard got introduced to the story arc of Jacob and Man in Black, that was the first time Jacob had any interaction with the people he was bringing to the island. Remember, it was Richard's idea. Richard was the one who said, Jacob, if you don't point these people in the right direction, Man in Black will. So with Richard, Jacob suddenly had interaction with the people that he was bringing to the island to possibly be his replacement. So anyway, think he can't leave Richard out. If Richard didn't come into this story, who knows how long it would have taken Jacob to direct these people the way they needed to go. So anyway, thanks for the great show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Jay and Jack, David from North Carolina calling with this week's topic, 10 shows to watch. Now that Lost is gone, in no particular order, I have Chuck, Mad Men, Supernatural, White Collar, Burn Notice, Psych, The Good Guys, Fringe, Stargate Universe, and Justified, although Justified, the season's already ended, strangely enough. Think that they're all very entertaining. Other than Fringe and, well, Supernatural as well, they kind of have an arc or mythology behind them, but other than that, most of them are just kind of standalone shows and pretty easy to get into. Supernatural's had an arc for about 4 or 5 seasons now that's kind of just playing out, and now they're getting ready to start up a kind of a new arc. White Collar's been pretty good his first year. Burn Notice has had some good consistency. Psych is been pretty funny almost the entire time it's on. The Good Guys, the humor's kind of dry. Reminds me kind of an English or a UK show. Stargate Universe started out kind of weak, gotten a little bit better. Justified, just like it. Mad Men because of its sheer coolness. Anyway, can't wait to hear yours and other people's opinion, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. It's Melissa from Stamford, Connecticut. I'm just calling in because I listened to your podcast about your unanswered questions on this whole series of Lost. And the one thing I wanted to talk about was Miles going up the stairs in a dead person's house. I guess he went up there to rid the poltergeist. And the pictures on the wall were, I guess, crooked, or I think there were different pictures on his way down. I just think the house is haunted. And that's all it is. So poltergeists can do things like suck a girl into a closet, stack chairs, and peel off a guy's face. They can just move pictures. That's no problem. Anyway, thanks, guys. Can't wait for lunch. Bye.
Hey, this is Philip from Pittsburgh. And I was just calling in reference to someone I believe had called in asking, you know, why Richard had said, I watched them all die. And I think I remember seeing somewhere like in a magazine or some clip on darkufo.com, but it was like a whiteboard and someone had put in the writer's room there was a scene that was supposed to go after Juliet hit the bomb of Richard somewhere on the island watching an explosion happen. Obviously, it didn't make it to the final episode, but I believe that was supposed to happen, and for some reason they cut that for time or whatnot. So when he had said that in season 5, he was supposed to be referencing a scene we were going to see later, but didn't end up seeing. Anyway, I hope that clears it up, and I hope I wasn't too confusing with that. But anyway, great show, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
I don't know. I'm just so confused. I'm kidding. Yeah, that would make sense.
Before I forget, I forgot to say Ryan and Jen will be joining us on that panel.
From the transmission.
As well. I would have put them on the little blurb, but they weren't for sure coming until way after I had to send that in. But yeah, so Ryan and Jen will be there again this year, and it'll be very exciting.
Glad they're going to make it. So that would make sense. Mm-hmm. That just the scene was cut out, or it just didn't make it to the... Or maybe they never shot it. Maybe it was just one they were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, I understand. Yeah, I got you.
Are you confused over there?
No. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, it happens the way scheduling goes. Or maybe they decide to kind of change it a little bit. So, and, you know, once that's already
been put out there. You know what they're thinking? Is like, you know, we're going to leave a lot of questions on just to tick people off.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to show it.
Yeah, exactly.
You think that they were doing that?
No, I don't think so.
So we can give snide little comments on our Twitter page. Take that.
Exactly.
And Melissa about the haunted house, about she just said, thinks that the photos were changed because it's haunted. I think maybe it was the grandmother, right?
Yeah.
I think that's... I read somewhere the scene was cut out. The grandmother's just a practical joker. She changed the photos and Miles went up. We just didn't see it. I think I read it somewhere.
You know, to me, I think that just might be one of those little Easter egg things that they threw out there.
I don't know. That led for, what, weeks of discussion, though?
It did.
Who the photos were. That was crazy.
I mean, to me, though, I mean,
I think it's the writers. That's one question I wish we would have thought of at the time to ask Lindelof. Was it just a mess with our heads?
Yeah.
Because it went on for weeks. I mean, I know for us anyway, because we were getting email after email and phone calls of what the photos meant, why they changed, I wonder if it's just the writers going, you know what? Let's mess with them.
Exactly.
Because I got to be honest, I would have done it.
Or maybe, I mean, this is a stretch, but maybe it was like they shot that scene, then they had to go back and reshoot that scene, and they didn't...
They didn't have the same photos?
No, they were different frames, I believe, if I'm, or the kind of rearranged.
No, I thought they were different photos, because people were like, oh, who's that now? A lot of people thought it was Echo as a child.
Yeah, I thought the frames were there. I thought like one was like wooden frames and there's like
there was that
steel frames. I thought,
well, maybe that's what it was, and people were thinking who the child was or who.
It
was.
Or no, I thought it wasn't much the child. It was like, why did the frames change? Did that mean?
I thought it was that people thought it was Echo as a child.
Yeah, that was like one of the things. But I think the main thing was
it was. I do remember the frames now, but it was just it went on for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been like you're saying just that or just. Hey, let's have some fun with the crazy lost people.
Yeah, I think it was confirmed dead, wasn't it?
I believe that's what it was.
When we saw, it was Miles. Hold on, let me lostpedia this as we're talking. Keep talking.
But wouldn't you do that if you had a chance once in a while to have some fun? Because you know they check the message board and read the message board. That would do it.
Yeah, here it is. Okay, when Miles heads up to the stairs to have his discussion with the ghost, the pictures on the wall are in wooden frames.
Wooden frames, okay.
When he comes back down the stairs, the pictures have changed to synthetic brass. Additionally, the picture in the camera centers on is bigger than the second scene. It also appears that photos not only the frame surrounding the focal point photo have also changed. Most notably, the photo to the left of the focal photo in the first scene. It shows a young man entering a car. In the other scene, it appears to be something completely different. On February 11, 2010, this discrepancy was confirmed to be a continuity error.
Ah, okay, so we're getting confirmation now.
By script coordinator and writer Greg Nations. Among fans, it has been debated if this was significant or an error. So it was confirmed by Greg Nations that it is an error.
Well, isn't that kind of a big error?
It is. It is.
I mean, come on. I mean, they know this show's being... I mean, I understand things happen.
Yeah.
But to get the frames different...
I mean, I agree.
Or scene by scene by scene. I understand the pressure of doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
Of doing the show was pretty hard.
Yeah.
But that's something I think I would go, hey, wait, these frames aren't the same.
But you maybe, know, like, maybe you're doing I, so, when you're trying to get so them much done, stuff. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it's...
And you're shooting late. Okay, you're shooting late hours. I was just trying to be...
Slip-ups happen.
I was just trying to be negative to show I wasn't working for ABC and Lost. But even then...
Well, I think it doesn't matter now. I think you're okay.
I'm not getting that check anymore. I know that.
All right, Jack.
And then David.
His suggestions.
Yeah, a lot of shows. I watch Chuck. I watch Mad Men. Supernaturals has been suggested by many people. I think it was The Good Guys.
Yeah, it's that's that new show, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's with, one that
Yeah. Tom Hanks's kid?
Yeah, and what's his name from West Wing?
I don't know his name.
I'm drawing a blank on his name. He played Josh on the West Wing. Drawing a blank on his name, but yeah, I want to watch that one. So yeah, some good suggestions.
Psych comes back on Wednesday. This Wednesday.
It was new last night.
No, it's on Wednesdays. I'm fairly certain.
I don't know. I taped it last night because I thought it was new.
You don't watch Psych?
I watch it every now and then. I just saw it was on, so I taped it.
No, I'm fairly certain it comes. Maybe there's like a repeat or something.
It said first aired.
Oh man, did I miss it? I thought it was on Wednesday.
It might just be me, but I thought it said first aired. And then we had Brian, most important characters. Richard. Without Richard, because Jacob was a lost soul. Jacob really didn't know his stuff.
Well, Jacob was staying out of it. Yeah, I could understand his point of staying out because, you know, he interfered once and look at what happened. He created a smoke monster.
He interfered a lot.
Well, he started being more involved once Richard got there.
Who, Jacob?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just interfered once is a misstatement. He interfered more than once. And then, a lot of people have said that we've had a lot of people say our most important characters, we didn't mention Locke.
We didn't?
No, we had like several.
Are you sure?
That's what people are saying. You didn't mention Locke. You mentioned Hurley, Jack, Ben, and you said Men in Black and Jacob.
Oh, that's right, huh?
So your favorite character of all time. I said like, wow.
You know, that was kind of on the spot, though. That was just kind of like thinking things out of my head.
I tried to save us both. I said, well, you know, when Jay mentioned Men in Black and Jacob, it threw me off.
But, you know, that's a good point.
How can you forget Locke, though? Locke has to be it.
If I actually sat down and thought about it for a while, I would have replaced... That's tough, though.
Because, you know, without...
I think in the scheme of things, really, if you had to put him, Locke wouldn't make the top five of, like, important characters to that story as far as catalysts go.
He has to, because without him, he's...
Jack wouldn't have had his turnaround.
He's the loophole, though.
Well, exactly. I mean, I agree. I mean, I don't disagree with you. But when you look
who do you
take off out of Hurley, Jack? I would take off Ben. Actually, I would take off Ben and put in Locke in Ben's place.
But without Ben, you don't have anyone killing Jacob.
Who kills somebody Jacob? Else? I mean, you could have gotten somebody. I think, but I would take out Ben. I would take out Ben and put him sixth. Like if I had to rank him,
you've already chased Michael off the island, so you.
I would, if I had more time to think about it and not spur, I would have put Locke in there.
I don't think you can take Ben off.
Well, I don't think you could take off Hurley. I don't think you can take off Jack. And I don't think you can take off Men in Black or Jacob.
And he makes a good point with Richard.
He makes a good point with Richard, but I still think Richard.
I think Richard's like,
was brought there by Jacob, so Jacob's still more important. And I don't think Richard is important or Jack.
Richard
as,
was what?
Brought there to the island.
By who?
Jacob. Okay. That was never the argument. The argument was whether he had the choice or not.
So did he have a choice?
Yeah, he could have not killed that guy.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
You really want to go down this road where it was like 99% to 1%?
No, because you did your little maneuvering, but...
Maneuvering?
But, answer me this. Could he not have killed that guy and would he have been to the island?
He could have not have killed the guy, yes.
And he wouldn't have been taken to the island.
But did he choose to go to the island? No.
No. But he made...
That was the argument.
But he made a choice to send him to prison, which got him to the island.
Yeah. You know what? If the doctor would have just gave him the medicine, he wouldn't have had to kill him.
So right? Then you could blame the doctor, Jacob.
I'm blaming the doctor now.
There you go.
We can play this game all day long.
That's what I'm saying.
But you were 99% to 1.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, that's crazy. We should really come up the next time we do a...
Our next one should be like top 10 characters.
Top 10. No, I think you got. I think
you got to keep it the five.
I think you got to keep it the five.
And I think I already said it. I said my five.
And you're gonna.
I'm putting Ben at six. Locke in that.
But without
place.
Ben, he doesn't kill Jacob.
I understand
and
that.
Game, and
but
the,
I think
and the game's not over.
I think you could have gotten somebody else
who,
to kill Jacob.
Who else on the island could you have gotten to kill Jacob?
I think you maybe could have gotten Richard. I mean, he was
no.
You could have gotten him when Richard was down and out. He was ticked off at Jacob. I mean, if you played Richard the right way. If you knew how to play Richard the right way, Richard, which Man in Black knew how to play Richard, I think he could have done it.
Richard's not a murderer. It was manslaughter.
Well, it would have been manslaughter if he was really ticked off again.
No, I don't think so. I don't see Richard doing it.
Could have gotten Widmore to do it.
Nah. No, I don't think Widmore would have killed
him. But even then, I think Hurley's up there.
Hurley has to be up there.
Okay.
And Jack has to be up there. Locke has to be up there. Without him, the whole game, we'd still be on the island.
Exactly. The whole it pivots on Locke's sacrifice
his sacrifice, and you also needed his gullibility. You need his whatever I'm trying to say.
You needed his sacrifice in order for this whole thing to work.
Yeah.
And Man in Black and Jacob.
Well, you also needed him to be played by Man in Black.
Man in Black and Jacob. He wasn't played by Man in Black.
Who was he played by?
You're saying why he had to leave and die?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah. But then Man in Black and Jacob. That's the battle between those two that made them all come to that island in the first place. So Ben sixth.
Wow, I don't know.
There's nothing you could do.
I don't know if you can have Ben sixth when he's the one that killed Jacob.
Okay, tell me who you're going to take off that top five list.
I don't know.
Then that's what it is. You can't have six in a top five list.
Now, you know what? If Man in Black and Jacob just would have been the same guy, there you go. Then you have five guys.
But it doesn't work that way. That's what it is. You can't do anything.
Maybe you drop off Hurley.
You can't. Why can't you drop him off?
Why?
Because he's the one that took over the island.
Ben could have taken over the island.
No, he couldn't have.
Why?
Because that wasn't his destiny in life. He'd done too much wrong.
He was the number two guy.
He was a number two.
It's like being the vice president. If something happens to the number one guy...
That's how America works. Doesn't mean that's how the island works.
There are only two guys left. Who's going to take over? And Hurley said you were a great number two.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you can take Hurley off.
I don't think so. Because in the way I view it, I see as Hurley created the construct for them to live in.
Yeah. This is a tough question.
We'll save this for a podcast.
Well, you definitely have to put Locke.
Because Dale's going to be here in 2 seconds.
You definitely have to put Locke back.
So, Jack, do you want to get into the last, the next set of calls?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Jane, Jack, David, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, calling. You guys had mentioned somebody had questioned as to why... or not why, but we never got the answer as to the food drops. I think we kind of did. I think the answer was that the food drop was done way back when the Dharma Initiative was there. But Faraday showed with a rocket and stuff that if it didn't come in on the right trajectory, it would be kind of displaced in time. And the way I always took it was the food drop was just done in the Dharma time, and because it was coming down in a parachute and all that crap, just ended up being very slow and ended up taking, 20 years or however long it ended up being to hit the ground. Anyway, that was my theory on it, and I'd always kind of figured they had answered it. Anyway, thanks for the show. Can't wait for the rewatch. Bye.
Hey, Dan, Jack. This is Mary Ann from Rochester, New York. I'm not sure if I'm too late to suggest shows to fill the void. I think I'm a little behind on my podcast listening. But if you didn't get the suggestion yet, Mad Men, I know you guys have talked about it before. I love it, and it starts on July 25th, so it's perfect. Mad Men, not a sci-fi so much, but a good show. So maybe it's too late for this, but if not, that's my suggestion for The Void. See you later. Bye.
Hi, Jane Jack. This is John from Salisbury, North Carolina. Thanks so much for the podcast. Just picked it up on here on the 60s, and it has been a wonderful part of the Lost Experience. Anyway, I was calling about your podcast. I just finished it on the five best and worst moments of season 6, and I just wanted to chime in that I really felt like Dr. Linus, and particularly the moment where Ben just kind of laid his heart out to Alana. And when she turns and says to him, "I'll have you," because he was thinking that no one would have him. It was a beautiful picture to me of the concept of grace, and I tear up every time that I think about it or see it. So anyway, I thought it was a beautiful moment. Interesting that it was only halfway through the season for Ben, and he was we didn't see a whole lot of him until the very, very end. Like, he hit his peak in season 6, and then we didn't really see him again until the end. So I was sad for that. But anyway, hope you guys have a great week, and thanks for keeping the podcast going. Talk to you guys later. Thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Scott in New Jersey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Just listened to the top five, least and best favorite moments at season 6, and I have a beef with you guys and everybody else about the pallet drop. There are two very, very, very obvious answers to how the pallet drop happened. I'm sure that these two answers will be thrown out the window when they give us the little epilogue for on the complete series. But the first possibility is very easy, that the plane was flying over and intended to do a pallet drop sometime in the 80s when Dharma was flying high, and no pun intended, and they came through one of those strange little bearings and zoomed the plane forward to 2004. They dropped it, came out on the right side again where they were, just like all the other time anomalies we've seen on the island. The second one, which is my sort of belief, which I'm sure I'll be wrong, but hey, it's better than saying there's no answer, is in Enter 77 when John beats the chess game in the flame and sees Pierre Chang telling him, you know, to enter 77 for blah, blah, blah. The first thing he says is to initiate a pallet drop, enter whatever he says to enter. So I don't understand why people overlook this. To me, it's very easy. When the pallet drop happened and we saw it happen, Mikhail was still in the flame, still taking orders, theoretically doing what Ben says. We know that there is, that the others have sort of fooled some sort of exterior Dharma initiative people back in the United States or wherever they are, because the lamppost is still there functioning. So there's some sort of functioning Dharma initiative infrastructure. So it's very, very feasible that Ben called Mikhail, said, hey, we need to sow division among the Losties, so please initiate a pallet drop to get them fighting over food, or Mikhail took it upon himself to do the same thing. And no one ever seems to talk about that. So that's my two answers. And love the show, love the podcast. Excited for the rewatch. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
You know, I'd go with either one of those answers.
Uh-huh.
But I'll have to go on that website and find out what they actually said it was.
Mm.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
I think there is ways you can explain it.
I don't have the link,
it.
So I'm not going to. Don't ask for the link. I'm not going to send it.
Even if they don't give a definitive explanation, I think there's enough possible answers to where I'm satisfied.
I think the last couple we've had all make sense.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'm satisfied. I think there's a logical answer, and I could move on with my life, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you can't. But you can't pick the top five people.
I can. I did. You still can't.
Because I'm not sold on it yet.
Okay, fair enough.
Then we had John. Yeah, that was a good scene with Ben tearing his heart out to Alana. Alana goes, I'll take you. That was a good scene.
Yeah. Yeah, well, tearing his heart out, that's...
Well, you know...
Pouring his heart,
whatever it is, I don't know. And then we had Marianne. Know what that's from?
Don't know.
Gilligan's Island.
Ah, okay.
Del Warm Taffy sitting over here because we're doing a married man after that. Right away, he knew. Marianne. Who said it, Del?
Oh, my gosh. Who did say that?
There were seven people.
Three
were girls. So there's only four guys. Professor. Yeah, there you go. That a girl. But no, Mad Men is a great show. I feel bad, though. A couple weeks ago, I was watching AMC, and they were showing Mad Men season one. I didn't realize it was the best of. I put on Twitter, if you haven't seen Mad Men, go to AMC right now.
Oh.
Well, this is AMC. It's like almost like the ABC, what they were season one through five.
Oh, so you messed people up.
Well, right away, they're showing clips of what happens in season three.
Oh, no.
Season two, I'm like going, what are they doing? So I went back and ignore my tweet. Based something like that, saying, hey, they're showing spoilers. Don't go on there. But why would you, I mean, obviously you're doing it to refresh people's memories.
Well, I think they did like one where they showed it all the way through. I think they did that already.
Is that what they did?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
And you didn't see that. And I think they're doing that one kind of lost, how they do the little kind of the recap kind of thing.
Which is fine, but don't show previews of what's, or at least warn people, hey, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, you're like going, whoa.
But even then, I think, I don't know. I think sometimes it's your own responsibility because like the lost things, those recaps, just like. You kind of know what's going to happen,
right? But I didn't say recap. I didn't realize it said best of.
See, there you go.
Once I saw that, I said, "Oh my god!" Well, they showed a scene. I'm like, "Why are they showing that?" I think that's in season three. Because people would be like, "What?"
Good thing you'd seen it all by then, because that would have stung.
Oh, I would have been mad.
Oh man! All right,
they'd have been answering to me. So anyway, and then David, yeah, I agreed with it. His could have been true too. The Dharma drop.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
We have some great explanations on the
Yes,
Dharma
we did. Yes, we did. All right, Jack, you ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Jan, Jack, David from Winston-Salem, North Carolina again. Listening to the podcast again, hearing the individual call about Jacob bringing people to the island and stuff, I know he pretty much put it to rest. I think I do have an answer that kind of would put to rest the whole Jacob versus Man in Black issue. Man in Black, Jacob kept saying he wouldn't let Man in Black out, you know, as long as he was alive, all that kind of good stuff. Man in Black said he wanted to kill Jacob. You don't know how badly I want to kill you. In order for Man in Black to get off the island, he had to go down into the light well, or he had to get somebody to go down into the light well, pull the cork out, literally, which then would allow him to escape the island. Now, theoretically, according to what we were told, whoever pulled the cork out was most likely going to die. So if that person died, Man in Black gets off the island, quote-unquote, the world comes to an end, only because there's no one there to put the cork back. Now, however, had you just let Man in Black leave and somebody was there to put the cork back, then him leaving really wouldn't end the world. It's just it's an argument of semantics and the fact that Man in Black would have to kill somebody to get the cork out, and as long as there was no one there to put it back in, that's the end of it. So I think to a certain degree, you're both right and you're both wrong. I just think that they made it overly complicated, of course, for the sake of the story. And, of course, to keep us talking about it for ages and ages. Anyway, let me know what you think. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's Brian from Madison, Wisconsin, calling in. I'm just going to share a few shows that I've been watching now this summer using Netflix and whatnot. Just got through, like, season one of The Wire and watched all of Mad Men. BSG, I think we're through season three, so it's... Party Down, that's on Stars, you can get through Netflix. There's just, having Netflix and having all those shows to watch is really, really making it easier not to have Lost right now. Also, we got through Torchwood and then all of Doctor Who, so those are some other good ones. Just wanted to throw out some suggestions, so hope you guys are having a good summer and can't wait for the rewatch. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Gideon from Georgia. I just have kind of a mini rant. I mean, not really a rant, but you guys are doing 10 shows to fill the void of Lost, but I think that there can be no show to replace the void of Lost. I think if you look at other shows that have ended, maybe Jack can kind of talk about this, but when MASH ended, did people really look for, you know, the show to replace MASH, and was there a lot of MASH clones? I mean, right now we're seeing a lot of kind of people trying to duplicate Lost with V and Flash Forward and things like that, but none of them really work. I think that if you look at really great shows over time, one thing you'll notice is that a lot of the shows have really great characterization, and I think that's what people should be looking for in TV shows, is not necessarily reproducing the sci-fi elements or reproducing mystery elements, but looking at the character shows and the ones that have really great characters, and not even ones that are on now, but ones that used to be on in the past. Like, there's a lot of great shows like The Shield had really great characterizations, and an HBO show called The Wire that a lot of people have cited as being one of the best TV shows of all time, and I'd have to agree with that, along with Lost. So I think, you know, your listeners and people out there, take a look at shows that have really great characterizations and don't necessarily worry about it filling the void of Lost, because there's always going to be great shows, but there's only going to be one Lost. All right, thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Johnny from Steubenville. And I know this week you wanted to talk about shows to replace Lost now that Lost is over. And I've been having a really tough time with that. I tried V, it's been okay. Flash Forward, of course, has been canceled. I even tried Happy Town, the new one on ABC. Obviously, it got canceled. Everything seems to crash and burn when I get into it. But I discovered a really great show, Prison Break. Obviously, it's not new. It's done. It's over with. But I just discovered it. I just started checking it out to see if it'd be any good. And to me, it is the best show I've seen since Lost. It's not as good, but it has really good like character development. You really get hooked into it. There's a lot of twists and turns, and it'll never replace it. But to me, it's been really fun to get into it, and you don't have to. All the seasons are out on DVD already, so you can just kind of just jump right into it. So if somebody liked Lost and they're looking for something to watch, I would check out Prison Break. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Steubenville?
Pittsburgh?
As an artist, I'm reluctant to give up my work. Some guy in a really nice camper wants to put our record on the radio. You're signing, I'm signing, we're all signing. That's a good one to replace.
No.
No? You know, Prison Break has been, we've got a lot of emails about Prison Break.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of good things about Prison Break. Maybe I'll try it.
I think the main problem with Prison Break is from what I hear, it started to suffer towards the end.
Well, I don't want to give it away, but I know what happened.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Well, I know what eventually happened. So after that, how can the show keep going?
Oh, they get out.
Well, I didn't want to spoil it for anybody who hadn't seen it.
Well, I think it eventually you'd think they would have to get out.
Right.
But
so it's a prison break in. I don't know. I could be wrong. That might not have happened. I don't know.
I hear the first season is really good, though.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen it. I don't really know what happens, so can't really spoil it if I don't know what happens. Right?
I really don't know what happened either. I just heard rumors on the street. And then Gideon, yeah, you know, I agree with what he's saying. You know, it's one of those shows, not really that you're going to replace.
Well, we didn't say replace just to help fill the void.
And MASH is probably a bad example because it went on for 11 years, and it went on too long. As a big, huge MASH fan, it went on way too long. It was like, okay, I'm ready for this one to end.
Yeah, exactly.
And they did try to capitalize on it with Aftermath, which was really bad.
It was.
It was really bad. I think it had Klinger, Radar, and Colonel Potter.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's an example of a show that overstays its welcome.
And then, you know, okay, we're done. Let's move on.
Exactly.
But, you know, back then, you didn't have the internet. You didn't have there wasn't these... I think it was harder to have a group of people.
You know, I know some MASH fans that actually prefer the older seasons.
Really?
But yeah, I had a history teacher that liked the older seasons, the later seasons better, just because they're more serious or whatever. Like, I had somebody that actually liked Winchester better than Frank Burns.
How could you like Winchester over Frank Burns?
I know. That's what I said.
That's just crazy talk.
It is.
Don't get me started. And like I said, I had no problem with Winchester.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they went a different direction with him.
Yeah.
But come on, Frank Burns.
I mean, I don't disagree with
Frank Burns eats worms.
For me, the first three seasons of MASH are awesome. You like it after that, but for me, I'm done.
I was
after
okay
the first
with
three
BJ Honeycutt.
Yeah, he was just so
and
boring.
And you know what?
To me.
We never got the answer to his name. But he became the every week he had to have a pun. He was the pun jokes.
Oh, really?
It's like, okay, I get it. I get it. But it was good. Yeah. And then Brian, he had Mad Men, of course, on there, BSG. Doctor Who, now that's a show that I've heard a lot about. Hasn't that show been on for, like, ever?
Yeah, it has. It's been on since the 60s on the BBC.
Really?
But the way they kind of do it is the Doctor, he goes through, like, he changes his body or whatever, like when it dies or it's close to dying or something like that.
So they just come up with another Doctor Who?
Well, yeah, a new actor plays the Doctor Who.
Oh, so that's the point, Doctor Who? Who is this doctor?
No, I don't know about that so much. Maybe. I mean, I don't watch the show. I don't know everything about it. But I do know that there's different doctors. It's the same guy, but like each time he changes bodies, he has like a different personality. So that kind of goes with bringing a new Doctor Who in.
Doctor, give me the news.
But it's from what I hear, it's a really good show that's gone on. It's been on. I mean, it's had some off times, but it's been on for over 30 years.
Wow.
And has. A lot of
but
episodes.
It's convenient they can always just bring in another doctor. It's like a new James Bond.
It kind of has that vibe to it, but instead of James Bond, where it's just never really, it never kind of.
We just accept that James Bond is going to look different in about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, and but Doctor Who kind of the people changing is part of the history, so they'll go like the first Doctor, the second Doctor, the third Doctor.
Now, do they have
like, and they've actually had ones where all the Doctors are together.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, do they have like debates on who the best Doctor Who is?
Yeah, that's like a big debate on
like
who's
best,
your favorite
who's
doctor.
Who's your favorite Bond? Who's your favorite...
yeah, they do.
It's like Ralph likes the one guy that only did one, right? What's his name?
Well, now his favorite is Casino Royale, I believe. But
no,
now
but
did you know that...
I'm talking about the...
Our Majesty's Secret Service, something like that.
I'm talking about the one...
Yeah, he only did one. That was the movie.
What's his name? I'm drawing a blank on his name. He's married to Shriver, the tennis player. Or was married to her. What's his name?
You know they're not doing anymore?
What?
23rd Bond movie got scrapped.
They're done?
It may be done forever.
What?
Because I guess MGM is really hurting for money.
I was going to have Damian Lewis be the next Bond.
Who's that again?
He's from Life and Band of Brothers.
Ah, no, no, no.
What are you talking about?
No.
Yeah, Daniel Craig do it.
You can't have a redhead as James Bond. Are you
kidding Daniel Craig. Is Daniel Craig a Bond guy? He's a tough Bond guy. He's not a debonair Bond guy.
No, no, that's bad.
Is he a debonair Bond guy?
No, but he's more... He did the role very well,
so
I thought.
Hate redheads?
No, but not as James Bond. Come on. Come on.
Wow. Damian Lewis, great actor.
He's a great actor, but he's not president. James Bond. Come on. Really?
If you would have told me Daniel Craig was James Bond after you see Sean Connery, Roger Moore, what's that other guy's name? Pierce Brosnan. I wasn't thinking of him.
But come on. This guy is James Bond. Really? Damian Lewis. Really? Come on.
Your mom thinks he's hot.
That's great, but he's not James Bond.
I think he's James Bond material.
No.
Oh. Dale's shaking his head.
Next. Do you agree with me or disagree?
I agree with Jay. He's more of a sidekick than James Bond.
Yeah.
No, he's leading me.
He's like the next Q. He's not James Bond.
Q?
He's the next Q. He's not James Bond.
He doesn't
Bond
have an
material.
Ounce of fat on him. There's no way he could be Q.
Pull around the car. I mean, come on. That's what
that's the bus boy right
you guys
there.
You left the keys in it again. My car's gone. Thanks a lot.
Next, you're going to be saying just because he's a ginger, you don't like him.
No, it's not because he's a ginger. Okay?
You said because he's a redhead.
I'm not being gingist, okay?
You're being gingist. You're being gingivitis. You're not being right.
I'm just saying that I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, Damian Lewis, if you would have said Daniel Craig, if you look at Daniel Craig,
I agree. I would agree when they said Daniel Craig, I said no way, but
when they said
this guy's even more far-fetched.
But when they said Daniel Craig, I said, "What? Really?" I said, "No way." But then you see Daniel Craig in the Bond, and you go, "All right, it worked. They made it work."
But not him.
They made him a little tougher.
Well, he bulked up. I mean, he was ripped in that movie.
Well, you know, we worked out together.
Sure, so. You did.
I'm telling you, Damian Lewis would do it. He'd pull it off.
No,
he'd
sorry.
Pull it off. You're wrong.
You're usually pretty good on these, but that one, not so much.
So you still agree with me, Josh Holloway is Dirty Harry.
I could see that better than Damian Lewis as James
Ralph
Bond.
Ralph has never offered. Hey, Del, you want to write a new Dirty Harry script with me?
I'm going to write a script.
Well, you can help me.
Del writes one page, and then he starts to toke up. Man, I did like a whole bunch of work today.
Yeah, I'm tired.
All right, Jack, you ready for the last set of calls?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I'm right, you're wrong.
Wait, see, well,
talk about,
all this Damian Lewis talk.
We'll talk about
David's
call. Talk about right and wrong. It was basically David's call about right and wrong. I agree with what David said about the whole, you know, Man in Black and the pulling of the cork. So do you agree with it?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Wow.
For the sake of, let's get to the next set of calls.
No, Dave, that was a great call.
There's no more time for argument in this podcast. All right, Jack, you ready for the last set of calls?
Yeah, whatever, ginger hater.
You know, the biggest cause of tooth decay is gingivitis.
Yep.
Hey, guys, this is David in Raleigh. Quick question for you to debate is whether or not Heaney and the other folks that died in the Sideways world were actually real, or if they were constructs of our Lofty's imagination, just like David. I would lean towards them being constructs of imagination, because in theory, Heaney would have to come to his own light with the folks that he spent time with, as opposed to just dying there. So I would side for construct, but I'd be interested in hearing what you have to say. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Craig from New Jersey. Not to be a dead horse, but Jack, I think Jay's right. He said that Jacob isn't evil. He basically steered the events of their lives, gave them the decisions, probably saw into the future, knew that Kate had to be on the island. You know, there's no way she was going to get there as if she was running from the police because she was her father, so he had to stop her by make sure that happened by letting her get away with stealing the lunchbox. You know, you could sort of argue that with almost every point, I think, you know, with every character. So while he didn't, you know, make them go crash on the island, he sort of set their lives in motion so that at some point their lives would all cross, so that they would be there, and it was for the greater good. So he wasn't evil. And Jack, I am talking on my cell phone while driving a car. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Brennan in Hammond, Louisiana, or Mr. B Music Man on Twitter. I was calling to give you guys an observation that I've noticed ever since I ever started watching Lost, and that's this dialogue tactic or device that they've used from the very beginning. And it really stood out when they replayed the pilot the day before the finale. And that's where they start a scene with one person saying something to the other person. And then the second person says, excuse me, or what? And then the first person clarifies what they said. It happened 3 times in the pilot. It happened over and over in the finale. It's happened all the way through Lost. And they might make a good diet cola drinking game if you do that during the rewatch. When you guys do the rewatch, look for that. It happens all the time. Thank you guys for your show. I absolutely love the podcast. I love Lost, and you guys made it so much more fun. Good luck. See you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
Excuse me?
What?
Excuse me?
Thank you for those calls. What's wrong with that?
Excuse me?
No, see, what happened is the call's just finished, okay? So now when the calls are done, we have to analyze those calls and discuss them.
I'm just analyzing what he said. Excuse me. I'm trying to change the dialogue.
Okay. I changed it up.
I did notice it. Would that be a good drinking game? Are we going to do a drinking game during the Lost rewatch?
That could get bad. That could get dangerous.
Every time Kate...
It's the only way Dale will rewatch it, though.
Every time Kate whines. Oh, my God. I'm sorry I couldn't get quite through the episode. Something happened. I passed out.
After episode one, he died of alcohol poisoning.
Or like he said, diet, you know.
Yeah, diet drinks.
Not diet drinks, but that's even worse. soda drinks, pop drink. And then we had Craig from New Jersey. Now, he took your side even though you hate New Jersey.
I don't hate New Jersey.
You've said nothing kind about New Jersey.
Doesn't mean I'd hate it.
That's hate. That's like you hate Daming. You hate redheads. You hate New Jersey. You hate America.
I do not hate America. You kidding me?
You're a communist. Plus, Craig was driving on himself. I don't even know if I should answer this. Okay, what I've said, if you go back like 2 months ago, I said, okay, he's not necessarily evil. I would think people who had loved ones that died on that island would think he is evil, and that you cannot argue with.
Yeah, you can.
You can't argue with them being upset that
they may not even know who he is. So how can they think he's evil?
Okay, but I'm not gonna be. If you believe he did it for the greater good, but who was he to do it? End of subject. David.
Who is anybody to do it?
Was Kimi and the rest of the people, I think they were real. I think they were just part of that world until they're ready to move on. Unless they don't even get a choice to move on, because maybe they don't.
Because people that died were kind of jerks in real life anyway, you know?
Yeah, because like they killed people like Kate. Oh, wait. Yeah. Kate got to move on.
What do you mean?
Well, Kate killed someone. She got to move on.
Ah, you're right. Well, hers was kind of justified.
Well, you know, Michael killed someone and he's stuck on an island.
But she was kind of justified. I mean, her dad abused her.
In fact, Michael just whispers. He's just stuck on this island, the island he hated more than anything.
Exactly.
All Michael wanted to do is get off the island, and now Michael's stuck there forever.
It's very much the Jacob Marley way of doing it, you know? Did you just drop something?
I dropped the water bottle. We had a drinking game, and every time I complain about Michael being stuck on an island, I have to throw my water bottle on the ground. No, but I think they were real. What do you think? I think they were real as far as where they were.
I could see, like, yeah, and maybe that's their punishment, is that they died in that world, and how Anthony Cooper was, like, brain dead or whatever.
Or
like,
maybe,
that was his punishment.
Or maybe in this world you're given a second chance to move on to the next step.
And they still didn't take it?
And they still took the wrong step.
I could see that.
Whereas Kate in this world took all the right steps.
Exactly.
And that's why she was able to move on.
That makes sense. I could see that.
Poor Michael was never given that shot.
Well, next time, don't die on the island.
All he wanted to do was have a relationship with his son, but that was taken away from, from a guy that brought him to the island. Anyway,
that's a term we like to say, don't bite the hand that feeds.
If only we'd been allowed to leave the island on his raft. poor guy. Anyway, are you done? What are you doing?
I'm waiting for you. Are you done with that conversation? Okay.
I'm done.
You done with all the calls? You done?
I'm done.
All right.
Finished.
All right. Let's close out the show. All right, guys. That is our show for this day.
Day. Yeah, we don't have it. We didn't never pick the day, did we?
No. Well, it's, I guess, Thursday or Friday, so people can get this before Comic-Con. If you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
That's 206-309-0311. Call any time with last questions, comments, and or
theories.
Also send us an email to
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Or send us lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/JandJack. Especially if you're going to Comic-Con, follow the Jane Jack Twitter at twitter.com/JandJack. Follow Jack and I on our Twitters. Mine is Luke Venk, LukeVenk, and Jack's is Crackpot Jack.
I notice you don't follow a lot of people.
Huh?
I notice you don't follow a lot of people.
You know what? I lose track. Like, it's tough for me to keep track of, because once, like, the Jane Jack one, it has, like, what, 7,000 or something?
Yeah, like, something like that.
The tweets come in so fast, I can't keep up with it. So my personal one, I just kind of do the people that I know personally.
Oh, okay.
Just so I know who they are.
A little uppity there. But that's
okay. Well, just so I can keep track of the people I know.
I'm not saying it. Whatever makes you happy.
I add people all the time when I find them.
When you find them.
When I find them.
When you find, like, you feel like adding them.
That's not how it is. Come on. All right. So yeah. Follow us on our Twitter.
Oh,
so kind
mine,
of get
mine is crack. I didn't put mine out there. Crackpot Jack.
I said it for you.
And odds are I'll follow you.
Okay, you follow them, but do you really follow people on your Twitter feed when it's like 100 people at a time?
Do you really
keep up with them, or do you just let them fall right through without even paying attention to them?
If they send directly to me, I follow.
So that's the same thing I do. If they @reply me, I usually reply to them.
I guess. They can't send you a message, though.
Well, they can @reply me. If they have something personal to send, just message me on Facebook.
You don't have to defend yourself.
I'm just saying.
If you believe what you're doing is right.
I friend everybody that friends me on Facebook.
Wow.
So, don't be hating.
It's all three people.
Don't be a hater.
I'm not the one hating redheads.
I'm just saying. You're being a hater.
There's a lot of redheads out there that listen to us. Now we've lost
them. I'm just saying, he doesn't look like a Bond guy to me. I mean,
neither could be. And neither did Daniel Craig.
True, but I'm just saying. People, you can send in your thoughts and opinions on that matter. Dale agrees with me, and I don't know if I really want that, but that's what I got.
You know what's bad?
That's what I got.
In this show, you've had someone from New Jersey and Dale agree with you.
I'll take what I can get. I'll take what I can get. All right, guys, we'll see you later. We'll see you at Comic-Con. If you see us there, stop us and say hi, because nothing makes us happier than actually meeting you guys and talking with you.
But Jay won't talk to you because he's not following you on
Twitter. That's not true. That's not true at all.
He'll stop. He goes, wait, I can't talk to you because I'll get confused because too many people are talking to me. I won't remember.
That's not true. Come on. Jeez, I love all of you. All right.
Except if you have red hair. If you have red hair, I'd wear a scarf or something, because Jay won't talk to you.
It's not true at all. Some of my best friends are gingers.
Oh, name one. Okay. Some of my best friends are gingers.
Okay, I guess I don't have any ginger friends. Now that I think about it, I don't have any.
Wow.
That's just because I don't know that many.
Guess you won't associate with them.
I don't know any. I guess the only ones I know are the Baileys, I guess. So I guess that's the closest I got to.
Wow.
You have ginger blood in your family, I guess.
Yeah, I do. So I'm not a hater.
So I guess if you're part ginger, I guess then I have a friend that's ginger. Well, right?
Friend? That's a little stretch there, isn't it? Friend?
A parent that's ginger? Is that better?
I guess that works.
But I guess if I don't have a choice,
and we're just having some fun, we're getting ready for Comic-Con, guys. I know some people are gonna go, oh my god.
But yeah, follow us on Twitters, Luke Venk, LukeVenk, and some other guy.
And if you want to listen to an explicit podcast,
we're getting ready to record it right now.
The Married Man Podcast with Mr. Warren.
The Married Man Show.
Married Man Show.
But it is explicit. It's very explicit because Dale is crazy. So.
Yeah. Well, we cut loose too.
Yeah.
It's not your parents' podcast.
And Jay and Jack's show will be coming back soon. And we have a new show that's coming up pretty soon as well.
I'm ready. I'm excited.
All right, guys. See you later. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.